AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The war with Iran has entered its fifth day. The U.S. and Israel hit Iran's capital and other cities in multiple airstrikes today. Israel targeted the Iranian leadership and security forces as the Islamic Republic responded with missiles and drone attacks on Israel and across the region. Meanwhile, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard issued its most intense threat yet as the war escalated, saying it was prepared for the, quote, complete destruction of the region's military and economic infrastructure. The war has killed more than 1,000 people in Iran and dozens in Lebanon. It's also disrupted the supply of the world's oil and gas and left hundreds of thousands of travelers in the Middle East stranded. Meanwhile, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports Declan Cody's family is still trying to process the devastating news. He was one of the service members killed in Kuwait.
Andrew Cody says he spoke with his son Declan on Saturday when he called to say that he was okay after checking in with his brother who was serving in Italy.
And I've been over here for 6 months and I work 12 plus hour days. I work 6 to 7 days a week. And he goes, I love it.
Declan was studying cybersecurity at Drake University and could have stayed in ROTC, but...
He was adamant, like, I'm going to go with my unit.
But then...
And the doorbell rang at 8 p.m.
I still don't fully think it's real. I didn't think it was real when they told us.
Declan's sister, Kira...
I can't help but think just he was my little brother and he was probably really scared even if he didn't want people to know.
Declan was just about 2 months away from his 21st birthday.
He was just like a small brother you could have.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. futures were lower. Oil prices climbed more than 3%. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem made her first congressional appearance since the shooting deaths of two protesters by government officers in Minneapolis. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the Senate, Noem defended her agency's treatment of immigrants caught up in enforcement activities.
We've worked at targeting the worst of the worst.
Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE officer in January. Later that month, Customs and Border Protection officers in Minneapolis opened fire on Alex Pretty. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar asked Noem about comments she made immediately after both of their deaths that cast them as the aggressors.
It's how about specifically tragic. Calling them domestic terrorists without any evidence of that?
Sir, I did not call him a domestic terrorist. I said it appeared to be an incident of.
Homeland Security has said in the past Democrats encourage people to oppose officers as they try to make arrests. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.